The following commentary on Day Music was written by the composer himself for a recording of the work. Day Music was commissioned in the late summer of 1971 and is only my third work to feature solo violin. The others are an early sonata of 1948 and water music in 1966. As chance would have it, the night I finished Day Music, I received another commission for a violin and piano piece. I eventually composed it on a similar pattern and naturally called it Night Music. Night Music and Day Music are complementary only in their names. Actually, one goes on where the other leaves off. Though each is an autonomous set of 8 etudes, the 16 pieces may be played together in a sequence or separately according to a program's needs. As in classical sonatas, the piano should be no less evident than the violin. These are duets of unified contrast, like grand opera duets. The titles of Day Music's 8 sections are Wedges and Doubles in the first, referring to the expanding opening violin figure and to the variations thereon. Pearls in the second, this section is in 6/8 time. Extreme Leisure, subtitled The Gallows Revisited, which, like Ravel's Le Gibet, exploits an endlessly reiterated note. The fourth section is entitled Bats. They'd be appropriate for night music, too, wouldn't they? Another Ground is the title of the fifth section, which is actually an ostinato. Again, Ravel is evoked, this time the passicaie of the piano trio in A minor, which work, by the way, was heard on last night's concert. Yellows are flashes of sharp, hurting light. Violin and piano join in thrusting jabs that cease periodically and then commence anew. And the final section is entitled A Game of Chess 4 Centuries Ago, so called because the two instruments play against each other, the piano introspective and careful, the violin impulsive and nervous. They are affectionate rivals whose game ultimately resolves into thin air. And now here are Franco Gulli and Enrico Cavallo for Day Music by Ned Roram.
Thank you. Thank you.
Day Music for Violin and Piano, composed in 1971 by Ned Roan and performed by Franco Gulli and Enrico Cavallo, who are both applauding the composer, who is in the audience for this performance. Mr. Roan, composer in residence during this season's Santa Fe Chamber Music Festival. His Santa Fe songs, commissioned by the festival, received their New York premiere on the third concert of this series. Once again, Franco Gulli and Enrico Cavallo on stage, acknowledging the applause of the audience here in Alice Tully Hall. Mr. Roan performed songs of Claude Debussy together with baritone William Parker on last night's preview recital. And again, the audience here in Alice Tully Hall has recalled Franco Gulli and Enrico Cavallo.